I think that anybody would be lucky, blessed, and fortunate to come across somebody who has a full-time job. It is virtually impossible to survive without both people earning. But I've experienced success being problematic and it being quite competitive, actually, and not in a cute way. And then somewhere along the line, they just get really comfortable. So you go from being their competition and their inspiration to being their mother.
There's a financial advisor.
Their financial advisor, and it makes it difficult for you to be their lover.
I want a man who'll be there for me, but I can work. Be there for me by spending time with me. Be there for me by showing me love and showing me love wholeheartedly. And work and make your own money, brother. That's good. Make your own bread. I don't want to buy your underpants. Like,
no.
Take care of yourself.
Please,
yeah.
Lord.
But I want someone who understands that you cannot buy time. It's all beautiful to have a yacht sitting in the Med when you don't have 10 days to go on it.
To be honest with you, I will not be with a man that does not earn more than me. I work hard. I make my money in all sorts of ways, in different streams. So I want a man that earns way more than I do to take care of me. I still want to be taken care of.
Unscripted, unedited, and up close. Welcome to Unshaken, an exclusive and uncensored roundtable podcast featuring East Coast Radio's Carol Ofori, Kerry Miller, Stacey Norman, and Mini Ntuli. They share their thoughts and beliefs around sexuality, body image, feminism, marriage, money, and everything in between.
We talking money, 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 ain't so funny. We're going to unpack money because, geez, guys, like a couple of years ago, like in our parents, maybe not something dramatic, maybe our granny's life span, women were not working. What we're doing here was very strange to a certain era. We should be professional at making itombolo and fat cakes and changing nappies and washing nappies. And that was our currency, you know. It was what defined us. And take nothing away from that. That is a full-time job. Being a housewife is a full-time, hard-working job.
Bless you, mothers. Bless you.
Yeah. Right. Which brings up another conversation, which can women have it all, which is another one I want to have at a later stage. But money is something we've now started to do with feminism rising and women acknowledging their roles in society, and we are given more of the cake to enjoy. We are going out and making our own money. Now, one question that always happens to cause fights on social media is women chasing money and careers. Is it making us less attractive to the opposite sex? Because we are now leaving very little for them to come in and save.
Between the self-love and all the money.
For real, you have to be a special man for us to let you in.
No, but that's...
And let you in.
That's it. Exactly. on all fronts. I think probably yes. And I think it's a specific kind of narrative that a specific kind of gentleman subscribes to. I think that anybody would be lucky, blessed, and fortunate to come across somebody who has a full-time job. It is virtually impossible to survive without both people earning. In this economy, Carol, in this economy, we need the money. But I've experienced it being problematic and success being problematic and it being quite competitive, actually, and not in a cute way. And then somewhere along the line, they just get really comfortable. So you go from being their competition and their inspiration to being their mother.
There's a financial advisor.
Their financial advisor, and it makes it difficult for you to be their lover. Because I'm not finding it difficult to respect you, not because as a man you're meant to bring in money, but as a man I'd like for you to be self-sufficient as a human being.
Right.
I mean, even as a friend, I don't want to go for lunch all the time and pay for your ass because you can't. Like, if you don't have money, you don't go out. Like I'm gonna
simple.
I'm gonna need for you to try.
Right.
So I don't think that it makes us less attractive. I think it causes issues down the line in the realm of relationships when the roles start to change, because now I'm no longer your equal, your partner. We're both working. We're bringing in vibes. Now I'm caring for you. Now I'm buying your wine, your cigarettes, I'm paying for the internet, I'm paying for the Netflix, I'm buying your gluten-free noodles. Why? Why? Because people get very comfortable with other people's money. They claim they don't. But, you know, with a little bit of trying, you can get very comfortable spending somebody else's money.
Yeah. Miss Minnie, how do you feel about it? Do you think that we are, as women, by becoming more career-driven and making and chasing checks, that we are leaving very little for the males to come and approach a Minnie, for example?
I don't think it makes you less attractive. I think it makes you more attractive, but less attainable.
Mm.
So people can't attain you and they know it. And so I always think when you're walking, maybe you're walking down the street and a man that you don't think is of your caliber says something nice. Oh, you're brave. And that's cute. And I continue
<You're brave>.
Walking. No, because it's quite evident that we're not of the same league, honey.
Yeah.
Right? And to be honest with you, I will not be with a man that does not earn more than me.
Mm.
Right? I'm going to be honest with you. I work hard. I make my money in all sorts of ways in different streams. So I want a man that earns way more than I do to take care of me. I still want to be taken care of. As much as I work and I bring in the bacon, I have my own place, I do this, I do that, I still want to be taken care of. Because that, like I said earlier on when we were talking about feminism, was that I'm a traditional feminist. A man must be a man. We are equal in the boardroom, but not in the bedroom.
Mm. Let me ask you, when you say take care of you, what are you meaning? Financially?
Yes,
emotionally?
What do you mean, Minnie?
Because let me throw in a spanner for you.
Mm.
You work hard, you make a good check.
Mm.
You want a man who's going to make a good check.
Mm-hmm.
99% of the time, that man works probably triple as hard as you do.
Mm-hmm.
So the time effort of having him is not going to be there. You'll
yes.
get the push, you'll get the Louis Vuitton bag, but is that what Minnie wants? Because I find a lot of career women say, I want a man who'll be there for me, but I can work. Be there for me by spending time with me.
Mm.
Be there for me by showing me love and showing me love wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And work and make your own money, brother. That's good. Make your own bread. I don't want to buy your underpants. Like,
no.
Take care of yourself.
Please, yeah. Lord.
But you can step to me if you can give me that and not have a Porsche, you know, in your... So then I ask you, what do you mean by take care of me? Because there's a trade-off, right?
Yeah.
You can't get Mr. Lots of Dollars who's going to be there
gonna be
to
there
hang
all the
out
time.
With you and yeah. go to the lunches and stuff. It's a big trade-off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truth is, a couple of friends of mine were talking about, as you grow, what you want and what you need changes. So when you are in your teenage years, all you want is a good-looking guy. Right?
Mm.
You get into your 20s, you want a good-looking, rich man. You get into your 30s, you get into your 30s, you just want a man that can take care of himself. You get into your 40s, can he just have a job?
Oh, my God, you really must wait till you're 40, okay?
Maybe you have no idea what's waiting for you.
These timelines are very strange.
You're my baby. You are
so at this point in my life, in my 20s, I want a man with money. I'm not chasing after spending time with you.
Okay.
Right? Because one thing I believe about...
I love you.
One thing that I believe about love right now in the space that I'm in is that we choose what we make time for. No matter how busy you are, if you're in control of your money, you decide when you go out to make money and when you decide to come spend time with Minnie. And we talk about that. We negotiate. That's the space I'm in right now. Will I still be talking the same thing in the next 5 years? I don't know. Maybe all I want is someone to just spend time with me. Someone to talk to who just has a job. For now, you must have money.
Okay. Miss Carrie, how do you feel about the dynamics of women making a lot more money? Are we making ourselves undesirable? You are Carrie Miller, well-established. You got a great career. Your name is known all over the place. People know you got a check, babe, lots of it. Does the next guy who wants to come along say, damn, like, I like her, but ish?
No, 100%, but he's not it then. And I've realized that. As we go up the ladder, and I want to just talk about like schooling and homework. When you're in grade one, you do grade one homework. When you're in grade seven, you don't do grade one homework. It's below you, it's not enough for you, but it's perfect for the grade one. So as we graduate through these different levels, so do the people we attract into our lives.
Yep.
Currently where I'm at, I want someone, and you said it so beautifully, it's the quality of life. I want someone who understands that you cannot buy time. It's all beautiful to have a yacht sitting in the med when you don't have 10 days to go on it.
Yeah.
I do think that the right person who is drawn into my life will see that I have been able to make my own life, will be aware and grateful that he isn't there to daddy me,
mm-hmm.
but is in a position himself to surprise me with a nice trip, mm-hmm. as I am to surprise him with one.
Mm-hmm.
And that we both understand that, you know, spending time together is what a couple needs to do. And if he is in a relationship with his work, then that's the relationship he must be in. And that's not right for me. But yes, I do think that more men are both drawn to and afraid of a woman who does her thing, who makes her money, who doesn't need, isn't it like that? They treat him mean, keep him keen.
Yeah.
When you don't need, I don't need you. I want you. I don't need you. And that's not a negative. I feel like that's the most beautiful thing a woman can say is that I don't need you, but I want you.
Do you understand that like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's now. Mm. That's where we're living.
Yeah. Mm.
That encompasses your body positivity, your sexuality. It's your money. It's your life. It's who you are. Every woman, every person, but specifically because this is about women, it's Women's Month, ETC and blah, blah, blah. Every woman should aim to be in that position. I want you, this, that, da 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 da. I don't need it.
Yeah.
You need to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
You need to not ever have to look at someone for, that's how I was raised. My grandmother worked. There was no man. My mother, breadwinner. My father, bless him, he's a creative. He like flits around, but my mom got the bills paid. My sister and I are painfully good with money for that exact reason. Because I was raised. You do not look to a man.
Yeah.
To get you anything, whether it's a house, a boat, a yacht, a dinner, tampons. You need to be able to do it yourself.
Yeah.
They must have theirs, you have yours, you have a nice life together.
Because the amount of people that stay in a relationship, because how will I support myself?
But that's it.
How will I look
my
after
my biggest
this?
Fear. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
And Carol, what do you think?
Look, I absolutely agree with what Stacey's saying. I think we have a similar path. My mom was the same. Breadwinner, she raised us. You know, she was a very hardworking mom. I recall my mom working a 9-to-5, coming home and selling stockings and cool things to try and make ends meet.
Go.
You know, and that's the kind of mom I come from. So I always worked hard. And I'm going to throw this to Minnie and say that I remember when I was 25 years old, that's when I moved out of home, when I started eating more and being responsible for my own life, right? At 25, I met a guy whom I really liked. This guy did not drive a fancy car. He drove a battered up Fiat and had a hard hat, a white hard hat that sat on the back of his window. When we went on a date, his car broke down on the way to the date.
No.
They had to tow the car, and we sat in this truck, and I thought to myself, what a vulnerable moment.
Mm-hmm.
How super embarrassing for this man who's trying to impress me with everything. His heart was absolutely golden. In the moment, I 100% earned a lot more money than he did. He was an intern trying to make his way. And today I call that man my husband.
Stop it! Stop it! Oh my
God! You want to make us cry! You want to make us cry!
Oh my God, I love him more! Clone him!
Wow!
Are you for real?
I'm 100% for real.
I've got such goosebumps. Oh, we call them truth bumps. Truth bumps.
So what I'm coming to is that, in my 20s, all I was chasing was a man who would enjoy me.
Yeah.
Just enjoy me. And this man enjoyed me, and I enjoyed his time.
Sure,
he wouldn't buy me a bottle of Moët. That was not him. He was not the boyfriend that took me out and said, bring your girls, I got ya. He was like, hey, I'm dating you, not that girl.
Yes. She can pay for her own penny.
Yeah. He's like, if you want to do that, roll with them, I'll see your ass later.
When you come back.
You know? It was not cool around my friends. Here's this guy who doesn't want to spend on them, who won't buy me a bottle of Moët.
Why must
I
do that?
Who won't do this, who can't do that, it was never cool.
Mm.
But let me tell you the potential I saw in that man's
eyes. Thank you.
And let me just finish by saying that there is so much more he's going to do.
That's it.
And that is what I love. And this is
you are nurturing him, Carol. Right. You are nurturing him.
Money for me in the genesis of my relationship was never the center.
Never, no.
It never was the center. I never had to carry him He never asked me to pay a bill. He never asked me. He did for himself.
See, beautiful.
But if I wanted to go to a signature, for example, 5-star restaurant in Sandton, I knew that bill was on me.
Yes, yeah.
So if I want to be fancy and expect this man who's not got fancy money right now, I must deal with that, you know. But today he does that for me. If I want fancy, he gives me fancy, you know. But that was not the genesis of our relationship. So I want to throw in some more money talk, right? I'll come back to you, Stacey, and say that with money being the root of all evil, some will call it, and some will say a means to an end, but not a... What's the other thing? A means to an end, but not a means... You know what I'm talking about, right?
English?
That thing. It's that thing.
How has money compromised your relationship? Have you ever left a relationship because money was the problem?
Yes.
Talk to me.
I think we are the same person. And you're out here judging me.
Look at your future. Your bra on the outside of your top. I'm a big believer in the potential of people. And I think that if you support people enough, emotionally and mentally, that's sometimes all that they need, because life is hard. And depending on what you've chosen to do for a career and where you are location wise and what is available, opportunities aren't always, you know, available. So things take time. I was lucky. Mm-hmm. I've been grafting since I was 19. Mm-hmm. I've been saving since I was 16. So I'm good, right? And that's the energy that I come in with. So if you need me to cover, and I am now paying the rent and we're doing this and we're doing that because you want to have a nice car, and that's where your money goes because that's what's important to you, because of where you've come from, cute, I can do this while you get there. But that was what I was saying earlier. Initially, it was quite competitive. And the better I did, the more resentful he became. Not that it didn't push him, but it broke down the fabric of our relationship. We ended up breaking up because he wouldn't take the bin out. I moved to Joburg for you. No. The one before that, I've just paid off my Woolworths account. I'm not going to... You've got money. Why must I put it on my Woolworths account? I've just paid it off.
Wow. Mm.
That. The one after that, we'd broken up. Yeah, you know, I had to go to the hospital and you left me destitute.
Excuse me.
You're grown and you should have some kind of savings account if there's a medical emergency. So, yes, I've left many a relationship for this reason. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's important to see the work ethic. And that's why I think what I encountered along all those paths, and all of them have continued on to be very successful now with their respective partners, is perhaps I was kind of like, you know, the Stacey Norman school of like discipline. So like, you need to push yourself. You need to work harder. You need to like, you can't rely on people. I don't subscribe to that at all. And because I maybe never needed them like that, it shifted the dynamic started to change. Cause like, you can't be a traditional man. You're not holding it against me personally. There's like some weird kind of internalized mental thing that's going on there. But it does change the way that our day-to-days work. And I do become resentful. So you're resentful of my success, and I become resentful because I shouldn't have to excuse that.
Yeah.
I'm here to support you and I'm here to help you, but don't take advantage of me.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, it's amazing how comfortable people can be spending other people's money.
Yeah.
What used to hack them to death 6 months ago, I could never. I'm a man.
Yeah.
It's nice now. And it's disappointing when that happens, because it feels like it kind of shifts quite quickly.
Yeah.
But I went same vibe. It's the fiat. It's the hard hat. It's the potential. It just didn't work out.
Yeah. And that is fair. And I will throw this in. I will be honest. Carol today would not date the guy with the fiat.
Oh, look at you, ladies.
No, my priorities have changed, babe. Yeah. I've got two kids.
Yeah.
I have a lifestyle that I need to upkeep. Uh-huh. I'm a grown woman
who's not
looking for someone who's trying to find their feet. I'm not. Yeah. I'm 10 years. You grow, babes. As a woman, you grow from this point to this point to this point. I'll talk to you in 5 years. You'll tell me that the guy I wanted 5 years ago is not the guy I want today.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to go through that stage.
You can't skip it, Minnie.
I don't want to go through it. I've seen my aunts, I've seen my mom's sisters end up with broke men, and it's just like, and potential, you know, doesn't feed the family. I don't want to go through the potential stage.
And you shouldn't.
And I'm not going to give someone...
Don't do it.
Yeah, so then don't do it. You don't have to.
Breathe.
Don't do it. I'm not saying you must do it. I'm telling my story.
Yes.
Of who I was a couple of years ago and who I am today. Mm. And every woman knows what they need for themselves. Stacey, talk about need. You know what you need. So you must stay true to what you need. I can only give you perspective on what I needed in my different phases of being a woman, you know. I want to throw another question around money to you, Kerry. money is an important part of a relationship that a lot of people negate. Do you believe that in your relationship, you should? Did you know your ex-partner's check? Did you ever give him a pay slip? This is how much I earn,
sure.
And he give you whatever he does. This is how much I earn. Were you transparent in that regard with money?
Yes and no. So certain things, you know, maybe in radio, obviously we get maybe hourly rates and sharing that kind of. But I was, especially my last three, so not my most recent ex, which I don't, not many people know that the Greek and I have split. So he was the first person who actually was self-sufficient. And when my car sponsorship ended, he gave me the keys to BMW. His, but still, like, I have never been in a situation like that. He was the only person I openly was like, this is what I'm earning, this is what I'm at, because I just felt that that respect was there and he wasn't trying to take anything from me. Whereas the last ones were, I was mothering them. And in hindsight, I understand and I take the lesson from this. In a positive, I've learned that I'm someone who's really good with sharing. I'm very openly willing to share when I want to. Don't make it because I have to.
Speak on it.
Yeah. But what I also learned was that it is very important for me to be in a position where someone can, like you said, look after themselves. The fact that you said, Greg, never asked you to pay a bill. For me, that was a red flag in the beginning. I didn't pick up. Was just, oh, I don't know, Mama, can you just this? And can you just that? I've got an interview for the job, but I really need a new shirt. Those boys, I call them boys, I never shared my income with, but don't think they didn't each have a copy of my credit card.
Sure.
Because instead of me feeling like emasculating them, when we went out for dinner, I still wanted him to be able to pay, even though it was my card that was being swiped.
It's the same life.
It was such a bizarre thing. And I didn't want my parents to think badly. I've bought my own Christmas present, wrapped it, put it from him on it.
Sure.
So that my parents would think that at least he was putting in the effort. And only past it, I realized it's not about, like you said, the money, but the intention.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, it costs a call to write someone a note and say, I know that things are hard right now, but thank you for what you've done.
Yeah.
I know that as a man, I really want to be able to get you that thing or do, and I can't. And I can't tell you what it means that you're there for me. And where I'm at in my life now, and like, you see, your eyes are watching, so now my eyes are watching. I just want someone who respects themselves.
Yeah.
And that money is not the top thing, because I believe that abundance is our natural state. And when you open up and you're on the flow, you get and you give freely.
Yep.
And you get freely and you give freely. And you know what? We're in situations where maybe I don't have the money right now, but someone in my locker today, a thing of collagen. Don't tell me that I, at home, I was like, sure, oh my gosh, I need to buy this. How do I buy this? Because now I'm paying double rent at home. And then I get a gift like that that shows me I'm being supported. And so when it comes to the partner I choose to spend my time with, girls, I would rather walk barefoot than walk in the wrong shoes. And right now, the shoes that I need in my life need to be self-supporting shoes.
Amen.
Self-supporting.
That's a crock.
It's a crock. I need crocks.
We need crocks. We need crocks.
I need to marry a crock.
Yeah. And I think that therein lies like the difference.
Yeah.
Many generations ago, the women literally needed a man who could keep a roof over their heads, keep food in the cupboards,
To survive,
And our currency was then to provide and to create a home.
Yeah.
Now, what women need is a man who can look after himself.
Yeah.
Because we can
absolutely
look after ourselves. And that's it.
Genuinely enjoy himself.
Yes.
And genuinely be there for himself.
And operate in that space.
And you will, and I know we have to wrap right now, but I want to say to many, there are men who really genuinely want to look after their women financially, everything. And Minnie, it's okay to be a woman who wants to be looked after. I think that maybe, not that we were hard on you, but I do think that there's perfect matches for everyone.
Yeah.
And my only advice for you is do not accept less than what you know you are worth. If you are buying a house and you want a pool, you do not buy the house without the pool because the house is perfect. You need the pool. And unless you've got the cash to put in the pool and there's space for the pool, we know what boxes we need to have checked. And if a financially stable man is something that you need to have checked, check that box. If you come from money and you don't need him to work, then that's fine.
Get what you need.
That's
get what
it.
You need.
That's it.
Thank
boop,
you.
Boop, boop, boop.
You've been listening to Unshaken, an East Coast radio podcast. Find more at ecr.co.za under podcasts or on your favorite podcast app.